Okay, now, Gemara said there are three different things. I'm going to ask the Gozla, the Shroch Bayad, and Shol Shlomidah. Three separate things. Now, and the Gemara has a problem. Shir Chashad Sri Chachzor, and Shir Chachzor, and Shir Chachzor. Okay, now, let's just try to understand things. Reb Chaim, in explaining to Avrashasya, says, let's begin from there, that a ganav hamazik, the hezik has a din gnev, number one. Not mazik. He's saying it in the Shita Saramba. How does he know that? That if I steal it, it's worth one. And I break it, it's worth four. The kefil is four. Kefil being four means there's a gneva of four. When did that gneva of four happen? Gneva of four happened when he broke it. So you see, first of all, that ganav hamazik, he's chayev as a ganav, number one. Number two, it's one extended, according to the Rambam, it's one extended maisig neva. How do you know that? If it's a new maisig neva, he wouldn't be chayev kevel four. He'd be going to minaganav. It's not in the Rishus anymore. Now, whether it's one extended maisig neva or a new maisig neva, the Nesivis had said it's a new maisig neva. First maisig neva takes it away from the Rishus of the owner, now it takes away from the Bailus of the owner. So Reb Chaim says, no, you see from the Rambam that it is an extended maisig neva. Then we added, wait a second, L'chora, that is the Machlokas and Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, Omer Aleph. What is it? You're in Machteris. You steal it. And then you leave the Machteris, so the Gneva itself cannot be in Chayev Tashlumim. Because Komle B'Rabmine. And then, afterwards, you break it. So Rashi, the Ramah, and the Balamar say, Pator, why? Because when you stole it and broke it, it's one long Maisig Neva. The Lekicha was Baptor, the Gneva Baptor. So therefore, that parts you from everything, even the subsequent breaking. Ramban says, you're chayef. He could agree that it's one extended Maisig Neva, but it's also a brand new Maisig Neva. I don't know. But certainly, there is a brand new Maisig Neva by the breaking it. Breaking a Dova HaGonuf is a new Maisig Neva. That's a Pasha of the Gemara Mem Gimel Meralf. Comes Reb Chaim. That's how Reb Chaim explains to Avrashasya. Comes Reb Chaim and says, but something more. If I pick it up in order to be Maisig it, the picking up and ordering me mazik together with the subsequent hezek is a maisig neva. Where does this an extra point? The over tavrishasi, I take it to make it mine. That by itself in its totality is a maisig neva. I pick it up not to make it mine. Take it up just for the purpose of wanton destruction. Let's take two types of wanton destruction. It's going to be key in our sugya. One was wanton destruction, but I get a benefit from that. I pick it up to pour it to Avodah Zarah, so I'm using it through a Maisa Hezek, because when I pour it to Avodah Zarah, I'm using it for something I want, but at the same time, I make it in Issa Hanor, and according to the Mandoma, Ezek, Shein, and Nikish, May Ezek, that is a Mazik. So that is itself as a gneiva. Now, what about picking it up for the purpose of wanton destruction? Here we're going to get to an hour sugya. Actually, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Daf Tzadiches Omer Aleph. Give me a Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara says, I'm standing on a wharf, and is right, and it goes out into deep water. I have a coin in my hand. Someone hits my hand, and the coin goes down to the bottom. And it's Gemara says as follows: Zare makbeh shechaver li amagoro poto my timer. So why he says homanach kamoch? I said, see, it's 100 feet down at the bottom of, you see, clear water. It's all the way down. Go get it. I'm not a masik. If I'm standing with a coin in my hand and someone hits it, and it goes 20 feet down the 20 feet away, I'm not a masik. Go get it. He says, so it happens to be 100 feet down at the ocean bottom. So it's right there. Go get it. Amorach kamoch. Mahani mili betzulim, if it's clear water. He can point to it. Avol akurim, if it's muddy water, the local, he can't, and he doesn't know where to go for it. The other Gemara says, Vahani mili di adi aduye. That is if he hits it. But if he takes it from his hand and throws it in. So what is he doing? He makes a kinyan for the purpose of just wanton destruction. Ah, he's a goslin. It's an Ezra Shulz. He's Chayav Hashava. So who has to go to the bottom of the ocean to get it? The guy who put it in his hand, because he's a goslin. Ah, he did it for no purpose. He had plain wanton destruction. The Pashas is the Gemara here, Tzadichim Somad Aleph. Baba Kama, you're also a goslin. Okay, now, Kamsel, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is debating whether the Shlichas Yad Tzrichas are and Tzrichas and any Tzrichas are. So Rashi, the Gemara says, V'holo Chosro. So Rashi says, V'ikasha, you ask me a kasha. Dil Mahad Hinech Makova Tamilo. So he put his staff and his backpack. It's not because of Shlichas Yad that's going to need a chasar. Ela mishum shol shol midatsu. Tahid leil, the chavis. He takes the, what is one of the Gemara's case of a chavis? He takes the barrel, he moves it somewhere, and he climbs on it to get a bird's nest, to get some eggs. Lo, it's not true. Now be very careful. The chi I'm reading, and there's a key word here in Rashi. B'shomrim. When do we say Yeshomer? Is a shol shalomidas? If there's no hez, if there is no chasarin. Shenekish v'chish matam aloch avabalechayim. But an animal, he's going to make an effort. He's going to get tired. So there's that amount of damage. True, there are two types of chash. There's chash the hadar and chash the lohadar. And the Balamor is going to make a big point about it. Here we're talking about chash tohada. But there is a damage to it. It's not the same animal. Now you got a non-tired animal. Now you're getting a tired animal. So there's some temporary damage to the animal. He says, Mishlichas Yadu. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, as follows, Shlichas Yad has a din gzeila. Number one, and Shlichas Yad gives me kinyane gzeila. And Reb Chaim says, how can I prove it to you? From the Gemara in Dachmem Dalet. The Gemara says, if I'm a Shalech Yad, I get gizos of lodos. Now, why do I get gizos of lodos? So the Gemara at the beginning of Agoza Leitzim says, you get gizos of lodos because of Shinei Kona. So what Reb Chaim says, what do you see from there? Every shalech yad is a goslin with kinyan exhalem. How do you become a goslin with kinyan exhalem? Says Rashi, I had to make a kinyan exhalem. If I make a kinyan and there's any damage, even temporary damage, I'm a shalech yad and I'm a goslin. What is a shol shalomidas? A shol shalomidas is I'm stealing only kinyone tashmish. I'm stealing only kinyone tashmish. And then according to the Manda Oma, shol shalomidas gazlan hu, stealing kinyone tashmish makes me gazlan on the guf hadover, and I'm chayev hashova, just same hashova, as I would be chayev if I was same hashava, I would be chayev as if it was a gazlan on the guf hadova. So Rashi is making a very, there's a gazlan. What is a gazlan? I take it to make it mine. That's a gazlan. Sholeach yad is I'm a shomrim gazlan. Now, there are potentially two chedushim in the parsha of Shlichas Yad. One, b'mikzas es b'kulo. The other is not mikzas es kulo, amanas is as if I did it. Says Rashi, what's the machlokas? Shlichas Yad, tzor chasor, and Shlichas Yad, ain't it tzor chasor? Amanas lahazik is the same as the din of gazlan, even though you weren't mazik. Reb Chaim's point is as follows. That I pick it up, I make a kinyan, and I do a maisa hezek. B'yodayim, the two together turn me into gazlan. Amanas lahazik is not enough unless I pick it up for the purpose of pouring it out. And I change my mind, I put it down. I'm not a gazlan.
The reason you mashed up from Baba Kama, you never actually did a hezek when you threw it down to the bottom of the ocean.
That's a hezek. Put it like that. That's a mice hezek. But yeah, I picked it up and I threw it down to the bottom of the ocean.
That's a hezek?
That's a hezek. So, now the question is, Rabbi Shark has a very good question. Mazik it's not, right? Because he says it's down at the bottom. So I picked it up for the purpose of what? Excellent question. I have to think about it. Excellent question. Excellent question. More idea, do you? Now, very good question. Let me think about it. Okay. Now, so says what? So we have two chedushim in Shlichas Yad. Amanas is as if I did it. And number two, mixes is cooler. But if I steal only tashmishim, I take the barrel and I move it in order to climb to get it. So there's no damage whatsoever. Climbing on this big barrel and I'm getting off the barrel, it's nothing. So that's what have I stolen? Tashmishim. Stealing tashmishim is a shol shalomidas, and that's the machloket. Stealing tashmishim turns me into a ganav in the guf hadover or not. L'chiyav hashava. Now you have to understand. If you take a look in the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Shaila Pigod and Halacha Hey, he makes a very important point. That a shoel, the Gemara talks about, we talked about it in the very, 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 very beginning of Hamafkid. There's Dekala Peirosov. I make a kinyan I have a kinyan peiros. Means I don't own the date tree. I have a kinyan in the date tree for the purpose of the peiros. That's considered kinyan beguf hadover. Ram says a shoel has a kinyan beguf hadavar for the purpose of peros. What are the peros? In our dates growing out of the tree, what are the peros? The peros is the usage of the object. It's a kinyan beguf. All Rishonim agree with the Rambam, with the exception of the one Rishon aware who specifically is against it, is the Ritva, which we'll see. Okay. So what is it? What did I do? I made a kinyan beguf for the purpose of peros. And making a kinyan beguf for the purpose of peros is shor shlomi das gazdin. I become a ganav on the entire guf. And the chiyuv hashov is on the entire guf as if I was a ganav mamish. With all the dinim until it gets to his rishos, with das, etc. This is how Rashi defines what the different things are. Into this jumps the Ramban. Doesn't like it. Because he has a unique understanding of kol hanor shalom. What does kol hanor shalom mean according to the people who disagree with the Ramban? The Ramban, because of his definition of kol hanor shalom, gets himself into complication as sugya, forces him to say a lot of very interesting things. Gets backed into a very uncomfortable position. Kol hanor shalom isn't I get susei tashmish for free. That's how we've been defining it. I get all the susei tashmish. Kol hanor shalom. That means I've taken away from, I have a kinyan to him in mafkia from the bailim. The Shusei Tashmish, and I get all the Shusei Tashmish. That's how he defines it. Not whatever Shusei Tashmish I get for free. Because of that, the Ramban asks the Kasha. He doesn't like Rashi. He says, Rashi said that this Heiniyach Tamilo. Allah, why is it not a shol shalomidas? And Rashi says, because shol shalomidas in shomrim is only when there's no chisorim. There's a chisorim, the animal gets a little tired. So he doesn't like that. He says, the animal's doing exactly what the owner wants it to do. He's not a gazan. He didn't take it away, the goof from the owner. And he didn't take away all those chusei tashmish from the owner. The owner, what does the owner want her to do? He wants to go out to the pasture, eat all the grass in the pasture, make milk, make meat, whatever the reason he wants this, he needs this. And that is what he wants to do. And comes along, a person says, you can do what you want. We'll do it. Did I have an additional thing? I'm putting my backpack on the back of the cow. Putting a backpack on the back of the cow. You have certain susei tashmish. I have other susei tashmish. Your susei tashmish are fattening the cow up to either make milk or make meat. And I wanted to carry my backpack. I'm tired from for the next 2 miles. That's going for 2 miles. Okay. It's not kol hanor shalom. That's the Ramban's. The Ramban. Let's read the Ramban and see. He's saying an awful lot within a few words. That's his. It's a big problem with the Ramban. That he says his main ideas, which were clear to him in 3-4 words, and he leaves it to us to do the work, to figure it out. He says, "Eini mevin tamo b'terutz." I don't like what Rashi says. This roe is lo shoel v'lo gazan. The cave in shenim of vatlam and lechas habaylim. What is the work that the baylim want this animal to do? Eat grass, drink water, produce milk and meat. V'hi roe be'efer. It's in the patch v'ho lechas in apora. And it's going. And it goes with all the other cows. V'mokim shadatsa buy them, and even in the place to buy them one. V'ein zed daito lehotziya mishuz buy them. Lo mishu shayla, v'lo mishu gzeila. he's not being mafkia any kinyanim from the Baalim. No. Shoel, shalom idas, mean every shoel, he's mafkia from the Baalim. What? Their kinyanei tashrish, and he takes the kinyanei tashrish. A gazlin is what? He's mafkia from the Baalim. The kinyanim, that he wants to take the kinyanim from the Baalim. Kinyan gof hadova. But each one who becomes a gazlin, because he wants to mafkia some total thing from the Baalim and make it into his. Whether it's the Kenyan Guf HaDova he wants or the Kenyan Tashmish he wants. Ain't it show of a logazin, Sharel and Ishtamish Bakulo, She Yotzenim and Melechas HaBailim or Shusom. He's not taking from the Shus Bailim or the Melechas Bailim. I will mikol makom. But, Kevin Shum Ishtamish Bo, he is taking Shusay Tashmish. That he had, that belonged to someone else, not the total Shusay Tashmish, Mitzah Shusay Tashmish. Shalech Yabi Kod, Afilu Mitzah Chayav B'Kol. Goes like this. He's building a case. He says, I took Mitzah Shusay Tashmish without the Gzeres HaKosef. Of Shlichas Yad that says Mixas Kakulo, I wouldn't have a din of a Shal Shalom Idas. I wouldn't have anything. But what does the Gzeres HaKosef of Shlichas Yad tell me? Gneva b'Mixas is the halacha of Gneva b'Kulo. So Gneva's Tashmishim b'Mixas has the halacha of Gneivas Tashmishim Bakulo. And Gneivas Tashmishim Bakulo. He says, is a Sholeach Yah, is, has the din of a Gazlin. Why? That's Halacha Shoshalamidas. So I'm building a case. And therefore, I have to come on to what? Shlichas Yad here. Hochanami, Shlo Shalo. He's not the regular Shal Shalomidah, where he does a king to Mimafkiah, the Shosei Tashish from the Bible. No. Lo Bolim Lechaz Kevish and Shamash Memo Harry Hu, Shrech Babi Kodin. When not only men of Mixas, what did he do? He has a barrel of wine, and he took a revius. Oh, a barrel of wine. You picked up the barrel of wine to pour out a revius. What are you chayav for? Shlichas Yad on the entire barrel of wine. Why? Gzeila b'miksas is gzeila b'kulo. Ela shezelo chosro. What does the Gemara say? There's no chisaron here. Yes. Gzele b'miktsas is gzele b'kulo. And, but what is he being gozel? He's being gozel the tashmish. Without any chisar. Without a chasaran. So, there's no gzela mamish. The only thing I'm doing is I'm taking mitzvahs and turning it to kulo and using shol shalom idas to turn me into a gazlan. Remember, every shol, that's Reb Chaim's point he makes in this, in Shir Ben Chaim Alevi. Every shlichas yad gets kinyon gzela. Where did Reb Chaim prove that from? From the Gemara Mem Dalam and Aleph, you get Kona Gizos of Lotus. Means a Shinri Kona. Shlichas Yad is a Gaza. So why is Gzeilas Tashmish? If I stole all the Tashmishim, so I don't have to come on to the Halacha of Shlichas Yad. I'm a Shol Shlomidas, I'm a Gaza. But if I stole Mixas Tashmish, I'm a Gazlan of the Mixas. Amunat Gazan and Kula. So you're not a Shol Shalom Yidas. So you build a case. First, you turn yourself into Kula, using Shlichas Yad. Then what do? Then you become a Gazan because you stole all the Tashmishim. And therefore, the Gemara says, without Shlichas Yad, it doesn't work, but there's no Chasarim. That's true. Shlichas Yad and Yitzhar Chasarim. So, where is the Ramban? What? I try to make it very exceedingly clear. I hope it is. But you have to be very careful with every word the man says, otherwise you miss the point.
Rabbi,
yes?
According to the Ramban, why do I need a Mashiach of the Behemoth?
How am I Kona Kinyone Shaila, even the Mitzvah? By a Mashiach.
Just using it, Shlomi Das, by whom it doesn't work?
Now you're asking a separate question. Do I, by Hishtamshus, do I get Kinyon and Sheva or not? Right? So, a very good question. Excellent question. Now, had the Ramban said it only in Chedushim, I'd say, I don't know. But the same idea the Ramban says in Mohammed. We saw the Ramban in Mohammed of Marshal Malcolm, right? Now, it could be. Shol Shalom Idas Gazlan is not just getting Kinyonim. It has to be a Mice Hafkor. Without a mice half call that I get it through a mice, a kinyan hamafkiyam mishus, by the way, I don't say shol shol midas is a gazel. I have to turn my sha'ayla into a gzela. That's only if I'm mafkiya mishus, by the way. And that needs a mashiach. That needs a mashiach. Yes, Rabbi.
So in this case, we mix that
transmission
and we give you a din of shkipzah.
That means I've been gozel mixas. And by Bengals and Mixas, Shlichas Yad says, have the din of Kula. And then what if I'm Goz, what if I'm Mafkia? What if I'm a Goz who call Hatash Mishim? So I become a Gazlan with the halacha of Shal Shal Midas Gazlan.
And
the man
Dhamma Shal Shal Midas, no Gazlan to be
Pachim. Luchora.
And let's say the man Dhamma that.
So, but the Gemara, what's the Gemara doing here? The Gemara is trying to figure out Shichas Yad Tzor Chasar and Shichas Yad Tzor Chasar. The fact that I may be using Shol Shol Midas Gazan is not something that's immediately concerning the Gemara. Previously, the Gemara had three separate cases, isolating it. Here, I can combine them. But Rashi had a problem. How is the Gemara proving from here? Chasar and not Chasar. So that's why I can also use Shol Shol Midas Gazan. Okay?
We would say that Shol
Shol Midas is not a Shinuk, then it
wouldn't be.
What?
Outside
the
Shol Shol
Midas
is not
a
Shinuk.
It's not a Shinuk. But here, if I say it's not going to be Shinuk, but I have a Chiyuv. So how do I. Shol Shol Midas is not a kind of machine. Why would I do the Ramban? Good question. It's a good question. The Tut Stodim and the Ravid. It's a good question. It could be the Ramban, or force Ramban to say he's kind of machine. Could be. I'm not that concerned about it. Could you see? Good question. I have to think about it. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Is it not clear from the beginning?
Speak a little louder.
Is it not clear from the beginning of the Ramban that it's trying to work also in the Ramban that Shlomi Das is a Shoyal?
No. He says like this. Time is Shodov. He says, Kash the Rash, Dilma Hor, Chai Vavish, Mashrikh, Shadayan Tzuch. So it was. But by the time he finishes, it doesn't work for him. He says within Rashi. He's quoting Rashi, and Rashi's trying to make it all fit within both Mandarmer. But he goes like that to Rashi. Goodbye. That's within Rashi. Okay, now, if you take a look in the Ramban, in Milchamas, see, I've tried to build things step by step with the time of everything. That's why that's before I did this, I had to learn Tavar Shasya. There are always a lot of these things, it's one big picture. If you get the picture, it fits beautifully, Let's see what the Ramban says in Mohammed's. Nothing very different. Okay. He says, because it doesn't require a chsorin, just requires gzeiras tashmish. And the Balamor, for everything he writes, does not address Rashi's problem. When you really, the Shol Shalom Das Lo Shol Hava Lo Gazan Hava Ad She is Kaving Lishol Kugon Shet Not Lom In Makoma Makes a Kenyan Utzorach Atzmo Gon Ahi The Perik Hasvina. What did he do? The man in the store. He picked up the bottle and went to use it to measure things. So what does he require? Tashrish is not enough. He requires a kinyan gomer. Right? The tzorach atzmo. Gon hahid perikin asin. Gon shenot lulomud bola achemim. Kevin shum is skavin hishtamish bola atzmo. He's using it for himself. Not so lov shoa lo gasin. But a rower, sheiniach makos, l'tamil oleho, ainu miskaven lishol lo hotzia mirshus baylim. Klal sharei behemazu holechasi imo eda, rower beifer b'makom shadas habaylim. Shusha, they came and sheinu mishan memlechas habaylim. Says same words, who mishtamish bo imoim, they're using it jointly. He's not a show or a gossip. Ela shalech yad pikotin, hol mishtamish bo. Klal, shari shalech bo yad mishtamish b'mikzas. Domi. He says, mishtamish b'mikzas. He says, mishoch imukum l'pishoodin ala klom nirizim, yorchi hava l'meim ava odo ala, v'ava b'nishen hakhash bo. He says temporary chisaron is not a chisaron. Temporary damage is not a damage. And because what is it? Yeah, the animal gets, I put my backpack on it, and it gets a little extra tired because, but you take it off, by tomorrow it's all back to, it's rested up, it's grazed, it's drunk water, it's slept. It's a good, healthy cow again. That's not a chassar. That's not a chassar. Here, the Balamor is not so. That's a side issue which we'll have to deal with. Magbias a chavis, v'not al man a ruvias. Hechser shom, otz ruvias, or hechser chavis. The makoma that katim is chay bar chiyusa ain't zet tzorach lefnim. What happens? I picked up this barrel. I poured out a ruvias. Okay, so what am I now? I'm a ganav b'miktsasa. I'm a ganav b'miktsasa. I'm a sholech yabekulo. And then I do tshuva. I take the ruvias and I pour it back into the barrel. But I'm already a galzim bekulo. He says, I'm already a galzim bekulo. So what do I have to do? I have to. I have to put the chavis back in the makoma to where it was. Okay, so this is the Ramban. Why not all we shonim are so happy with the Ramban? So it will take one by one, and each one. See what has the Ramban done? Each of the Rishonim here, and you're going to see where they adjust things. Are trying to define what is Shalach Yad, what is Shal Shalom Midas, and what is a Gaza. And what is the Chiddush in the Torah of the God, of Shlichas Yad? Why do I need such a parsha in the Torah? There are two possible Chiddushim that are there. Chiddush number one, B'miksas is Kula. Another possible Amanas is if I did it. And that we'll see how Rishonim do that. Take a look in the Rashba. Okay. I'm going to have a doctor's appointment, so I have to leave at one. He brings the Ravid. Veheniach makul tamilo pamachaschai aloim darkin shabanon lahak v'betach ven shom chsorin v'nezek klal. He says like this. He's saying that's not a gzela. Just putting something on it is not a gzela. Because the Bible is not marked. It doesn't mention what the Ramban says about Shavaputa. That would... Walo chosr. It's kashal rash. Explain to you the world how the Ramban understood what Shichas Yad and the point that he disagrees with Rashi, which just changes his whole view of everything. He's not bothered by the Ramban. So let's see how he takes Rashi and he builds Rashi's case. Now, exactly what Rashi says, we're going to have to see what he says and how different Rishonim work with him. Gimel chalukei dinim b'tor. Gazin d'shol shol midas shol echad. Gazin who should die to ligzol legamri. He's taking it completely. Vein died to l'shalim. He has no interest in paying. V'zein etzor chasar. Now, he's telling me a major chiddush here. Apparently. Give me a Rav Hilchos Gneiva. Rambam says like this. Perk Alv Hilchos Gneiva. Kol hagonev momon Shmin Shava Pruto Amala over Alosa, say Shalem Alosa Nova. If you go and have Momon, and it hath Momon is a Shmin Shava Pruto Amala, it's Losa Nova. Otsalid Nov Kol Shehudin Torah. I just said that the Issa Losig Nov begins at a Shava Pruta. So less than a Shava Pruta, it is Losig Neva. So let's say I do the following. I know you're very careful about your lawn. You're very careful about the flowers on your lawn. So, and everything is mamish perfect. So I walk by your lawn and I take off 10 blades of grass and your lawn isn't so 100%. Now, what are those 10 blades of grass worth? Not a Shava Pruta. My ganav or not, mazik or not, or a Shava Pruta. Says the Rambam, also lignov kol shu din Torah. But still, it's us to steal anything din Torah. The also lignov derech schalk. I'm joking around. I'm taking it, I plan on giving it back. There's a separate isigneva. What? Doing things that get me in, putting my hand in someone else's property. Separate isigneva, Mora has a separate disaster cause. Shlo yargil atzmo b'kach. So there's no issa gneva on gneva's culture. It's a separate issa. Taking those blades of grass from some off someone. It's gneva's culture. Not worth it. But Rambam includes al menas l'shalim. I take and I plan a paying you for it. Not issa lo signovo. Because there's no hefson moment. It's an issa otzer shalei agmatzer. What does the Ramban say? What does the Rashba say? Now the question. I take it with the intention of paying. He says, I'm not a gazan. I'm not a chayvonson. No chiyuvim. No chiyuve gneve. No kinyone gneve. Maybe other kinyone. So what am I calling? Is it? Oh, but he makes a very interesting point. He says, says the Rashba, Gazan v'shol shol midas v'shol sholeach yabba pikon. Gazan v'shol daito ligzo legamri v'en daito l'shalin. V'zen etzor chasar. They came in the gozal kom lebeshusi. What about he plans on paying? He doesn't say. He throws this in, he volunteers some extra information here, which it's not, I know where he's coming from. There's no Isik Zayla. What about Kinyonik Zayla and the like? That doesn't say. Okay. V'shalech yabit pekodin. Men shedai to lito mimeno k'tzas, no noto revias marachovas, v'dai to l'shalim. Mentions Tamar, Afilu Daito L'Shalim. Not Davka Daito L'Shalim. I take a revius. Even if I want to pay, I'm a Shalech Yad. Masha Enkin, I'm not a Gazlan. That's what he's saying. Afilu Daito L'Shalim. Okay. So, what is it? I am dead in Maisa Kenyan. I'm stealing. But I'm Maisa Kenyan. I'm not just stealing the Tashmish. There's a hezek there, even though it's a temporary hezek. That's a hezek. And there's a difference between Rashi. And Rashi and the Rashi on the one hand, Rashi is explaining Rashi and the Ramban is temporary hezek gonev amanat, so temporary hezek is that a gneva. Certainly in the case of Shalayach Yad it is. To mix us. Ma'amahem is chasim achishim. V'gamando amay etzor chasor kloma. Kemin shedaito l'chasor. So what is the machlokas between chasorin and not chasorin? It has to be a gzela. It'll be a gzela to manas to take part of it. So what's the chiddush here? The chiddush is a bunch of chiddush. Number one, mixas is kakula. The mandama, but an exhaler has to be either to take it or to be mazik. And temporary mazik is also a mazik. But let's say it's for the intention of being mazik, and I wasn't mazik. I'm a nas as if I did it. And that's part of the gzeras hakos of shlichas yad. There's another mandama says, ain't only b'shusa. No, I'm not a gazlan until I do the ma'aseh hesed. That's not part of the gzeirah kosher of shlichas yad. V'shol shalomidas. U'bedovo shem eschatzem achmos tashmisho. Shenot alasachovis lohavi alagosos. I became. So what does he say? He says, Rashi says the three very distinct things. He doesn't bring the Ramban at all. But he's being Mosif in Rashi. I'm only a Goslin if I take it without the intention of paying. Otherwise, I'm a Chamsin. Separate several halachas. Shalech Yad is a special type of gzeila for a shomer. And what are the unique halachas? Number one, mitzvah is kula. Semachlok is tzrichasarin. Whether I'm an ass as if I did it. And then there's a third thing he throws in. And even if it's I'm an ass to Charlene, which is not normally gzeila. And there's one thing he throws in that may be true about every goslin or not. Amanas, the temporary hezek, is also. Okay. So he just takes Rashi and spells out a lot of things in Rashi, throwing in some extra information that Rashi could agree with or not about this Amanas Hashanah. So Rashi goes straight with Rashi, against the Ramban. Now, you take a look at the Ritva. It's just, once I outlined it, you'll see where everyone is making certain minor adjustments. Until we get to the Ran, it's a whole different world.
You're like comparing to Hezek, even though the Gemara's example of Hisan, where I just separated from the rest of the Pekadim, I didn't break it.
What?
If I take a reviews out of the barrel, or if I take a coin out of the wallet, it's not.
What Sarah means. I have to be Ganef. Amanas lahatzik or amanas lik. What does Tosa say? Chesaron, stealing it is also chesaron. It's all one type of mind. It's one type of gzela. That's Tosa's point. Gzela is not. Taking a mitzvah is not different than chesaron. That's Tosa's point. Don't view them as two separate things, chesaron and gzela. It's all one. Now, take a look at the ritual. What time is that? Shlosh Dvarim Hizkru B'Kan. He defines it. The three things. So what's the difference between these three things? Valo, anoto ligzo, anoto aldas litlo kulo, o mitzoso la atzmo, o sheikh serena, velo yeshan, lebain, luchai, ba onsim, kemen, shemoshach la das, kem. Avo pishalo chosa. Gzela, see, he says. That means, I did a maisa kinyan. No, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is a Mishnah in a Gemara. The Fayintes and Baba Kama. Run back to it. What happens? I go into someone's corral and I do, and I want to steal the animals. I do a Kenyan. I bang the, open the door, bang the animals. That's a Mashiach only after they walk out the door. But if there's a little sheep there and I pick up the little sheep, I'm a ganav already before it walks out the door. But that is only if I pick it up with the intention of walking out the door. But let's say you have the following scenario. I work in someone's house. And he has some valuables, and I don't want to take them now because when I walk out the house, he may catch me. I pick it up, and I put it next to the window, so at night, I'll come and get in through the window and take it out. So, the postures of the triggers, we'll see, is I did a hagbah. But not for the purpose of taking it out, to enabling me to take it out at a later time. Am I a ganav for any? So let's read what he says. Gazan shoshamidas chayabachowa the ben shoma ben inishdialma. Shlech yad is only pikud. Okay. So what is a gazan? Be very careful what he says. Anotel ligzol, anotel adas litlo kulo mitzoso laatzmo, o sheach sirena. What is it? I did a kinyan for the purpose of taking it, part or all, we'll see, and, or being mazikin, subchayim. With all your shalim, the Bible, and I don't plan on paying for it. Hu chayabons, mekevin shemoshach ladaskin, av bishlo chosa. I picked it up, and here is against Reb Chaim. I picked it up with the purpose of being masik, and I wasn't masik. Picking up for the purpose of being masik, Reb Chaim said, we said in the Rambam, but he says, no. Picking up for the purpose of hesik is already a ganav, even though you weren't masik. Shriyabakon daito lito chatsa hakol o mitzas adas l'sham abayla. Wait a second. He said, what is it? So he's taking the Rajbos l'shalem and pushing it in a whole different direction. The difference between a goslin and a shalech yad is he wants to pay or not. I don't want him losing anything. And then he gets into the problem. Is he going to pay for the usage or not pay for the usage? It says, if I steal it, he says. He says. Then he goes into another thing. I don't want to damage it, but there's a potential for damage. I'm taking it. I want to use it. And I may drop it. I may this. I may that. Something may happen. Okay, what I want to do to finish off, I outlined all the inyonim here. I hope with clarity without getting into the Balamor. Me'etz Hashem, tomorrow and Sunday, we'll see what the whole, we'll see what it is before we get into the Balamor itself. Now here, for those of you who are looking for an extra challenge, there is in Shulchan Aruch. So what does the Torah say? Torah has a very simple, simple definition of everything. Very sadi base. Ein anifkad v'shoy l'shloch yad. Not allowed to be shalach yad. M'shoch b'yad. Afilu ein b'chavin l'gozo. Elu l'shtamish bo. Just say let's touch him. Kol l'b'shusim. V'chaya b'onsim. Af b'shoy d'ayla l'shtamish bo. D'shlich l'shan ein tzuch l'sar. Rak. What is it? Sh'ag b'ya k'day l'shtamish bo. B'tash v'shem b'chasro. If there is kavanas as chosro, that is ain't a tzorch sar. I'm going to use it. It's a damage. Avam higbil lasses botav shein v'chasro. The chayv mishas hagbo el mishas tashmish. When do I become? If I pick it up without kavanas gzeilu, just kavanas gzeilas tashmishim, I'm a shulach yad when I use it. Now we get to Rabbi Addis' issue here. Using it is Gzeilas Tashmish. Oh. Right? That's what bothered you. Take a look in the Mechaber. He's sensitive to what Rabbi Addis had to say. Lo mishim shloch hashad, shemein shloch b'yad, kevin shem mechas, amnei shol shalom idas. But then I become a shol shalom idas. Okay, so if you take a look here, so comes the Groth for some reason. I don't know whether we'll go through the whole Groth. Those of you who like to go through everything, there's a Groth here. He says, I don't know what the man's talking about. Okay, we'll take a look at the Groth here, Rav Sadei Aleph. And there's a longer gra in Shin Nun He, I believe it is. No. Yeah. Okay. Now, this Mitz Hashem Bli Neda will wrap up the sugya. And we'll try to understand now how everyone understood it, what the differences are, where they're coming from, and then we'll move on.